The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here at the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side. You know what that music means. It means it's time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and in our basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions this time and this time only. 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. I want to talk about a few items, a few recruiting topics that I've covered in depth on the MichiganInsider.com over the last couple of days. Revisit really briefly the Kirk Campbell impact on Jaden Davis, because I mentioned yesterday that he had already been in contact with Jaden and his dad, that it went well. The immediate question that came after that from people is, okay, well, what does that mean for the timeline? It is important to note that when I spoke to his dad late Sunday night, he said they had not had the conversation about a timeline. They had not come up with a timeline yet. So any suggestion otherwise was ill-informed, that they are in the process of sitting down to do that. He said, and talking to him a lot, you understand, he was on the verge of making a decision. Talking about Jay, he was on the verge of making a decision, and you were maybe down to, maybe the final pieces of criteria to get you over the hump. And then the coach that you, the head coach that you had, who you look to as a quarterback guy and a talent developer, there's some uncertainty there. And then the coach that you're closest to on the staff, he's uncertain, and now he's gone. It's a lot of upheaval there in a very short period of time. And so once that gets back on track, you know, Jim comes in and he says, I'm good. I'm your recruiter. That's great. You just had your first conversation with your would-be coach. You just had your first one. You just had your, one of the few and maybe the first substantive conversation with Sharon as Jaden Davis. So there is a, getting to know some new pieces to your equation, some new people in your equation over again. I won't be presumptuous in this instance and speak for them and say they're going to make a decision at this point. My feeling from talking to them is, like I said, there was a lot of upheaval. You've gotten things back on track, very, very comfortable with that Jim's going to be here. You're feeling that way. Gotten some great co-signatures from JJ and his dad. That really helps. And now it's assessing your own connection, fit, and whatever questions you were having toward the end, what you thought was the end before, now you can get back to those. Say all that to say, I think he won't drag it out. What that means as far as an exact date or...
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Week or month, I don't know that. I just don't think that this will be an elongated process. But, for people who are thinking that Jim says he's staying and it's a snap of the finger, well, it was a very, very jolting couple of weeks. And things really changed on a dime. And so you better get right with how you feel about things if in a scenario that can be this volatile again next year. So make sure you feel right. Make sure you whatever questions you have get answered. I think they're at that stage right now. Michigan is far and away the leader for this young man. So I do not think it's anywhere close to panic time with him. Got a piece up on Nick Harbor this morning. The NIL consideration may be more significant than previously thought. All right. Spoke to his dad last night, put a piece up last night over on the MichiganInsider.com. Be sure to check it out. I'm going to have another piece today, digging in deeper on the Oregon visit and last week's in-home with Michigan. But I'll say again what I said earlier in the show. Four of the five schools all think they're getting them, which is different than you see most high-profile recruitments. You got two. Two schools think they're getting them. And this one, all four have reasons for optimism. Now, I'll say this. If NIL winds up being as big a factor as some of these schools think it is, well, then that would favor them. That would favor them. And not Michigan. I'm not convinced that that it's as big a factor as some of these other schools think it is, but you know, time will tell on that. Very last one to touch on is Davison Igbinosin, the All-American corner, freshman All-American corner from Ole Miss, visited UCLA, Ohio State, and Michigan last week, Michigan being the last visit on Sunday. Things trending very much in the direction of Ohio State at this point. I don't think it's just a matter of playing time. Michigan has that. I don't think it's just a matter of being able to compete at a high level. Michigan has that. You know, I think that there are other factors that maybe just won't be matched in this instance. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, I got the sense that that one wasn't quite over, but it's leaning heavily in the Buckeyes' favor, seemingly at this point. All right, we got to get out of here because we have Tuesdays with KBA coming up on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan sports. Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.